This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And with us today, our number one, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth from Australia. Welcome. Welcome to USA Prepares. You know, Gwyneth, I can't hear you.
It's about 1 a.m. in the morning here because we have been infected with daylight savings. I don't know if the people in your country are familiar with that particular form of torture.
Yeah, it messes us up twice a year. It happens here as well. Not every state, but just about all the states here are inflicted with daylight savings time. Just when we get used to the clock, we change it.
Yep. The only reason I can think of is it messes with your body clock twice
sure.
a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just throws you off. And, yes, it's handy to have that extra hour in the evening to do stuff, especially on a farm. But the thing is, you know, you get such a high rate of notice of sickness. You get low energy levels in that week. It's just like a bout of jet lag.
Yeah, yep, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
yeah,
and we can choose. Well.
We can choose not to fly, but it's really hard to choose to get away from daylight savings time, unless we decide that we are going to stop the change in the clock and storm City Hall, if you would, and make that change.
Yeah, but you see, in states where you have a high urban population, like Victoria in Australia, you've got about 3 million people in Melbourne, which is and Geelong, which is the main big metropolitan area, and then you've got 2 million people in the remainder of the state. So it suits city people just fine because they get off at effectively in ordinary time. They get off at like 4 p.m. from their work, and they can go and sit by the river and have picnics and all that. But for farming folk, it's just a damn nuisance.
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering. I was talking with John, our engineer, just before the broadcast started, about we're talking about Chicago steakhouses, and where do they get the beef from? Because they don't raise it in Chicago. We raise beef on farms. So the question is, these picnics that these city dwellers are enjoying, where do they get the ingredients for these picnics? I guess they would come from farms, right?
Well, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or they get, in Australia now, most of the pork production, well, not all of it, because I do have a friend who is a pig farmer, and he turns out an enormous quantity of pork. He has a factory farm. But a lot of our pork is actually imported from China. And,
wow.
They have, do not eat manufactured pork products unless you know the country of origin, because I have personally seen photos on the internet of tables piled high with human thighs in meat markets in China being passed off as pork.
Wait. Say this one more time. What was being passed off?
Human thighs. Because the Chinese people, okay, have been for a long time, there's been an organization or a religious practice, spiritual practice called Falun Gong. And for many years, the Chinese government has been arresting Falun Gong practitioners and locking them up and organ harvesting them. Okay? And, of course, they don't waste the rest of the carcass. They cut it up and eat it, and they sell it in the meat market. This is there are photos on the internet of this. Of human body parts being sold as meat in China.
One of our instructors is an Indian Native American, and yeah. He was on this broadcast with us, and he was talking about long pork, L-O-N-G-P-O-R-K.
Yeah.
And he said that when Columbus came to this country, he was expected to bring back, foodstuffs, and they couldn't seem to find what they were looking for, so they killed some Indians, American Indians, and pickled them and smoked them.
Yep.
And put them in barrels and brought it back as pork, called long pork. Have you heard
Yep.
of that?
Well, I grew up in New Zealand in Rotorua. And up in the people there before the white missionaries came, they were cannibals. They after they became Christians, of course, the cannibalism stopped. The last recorded case of cannibalism around Rotorua was around about 1890. And it was a very old man, and he lived at a place called Tarawera, which is about 16, 20 kilometres or so from Rotorua, and he ate his granddaughter. And he was a bit crazy, and he was a pariah after that in the whole community. But the Maori people, what I was told when I was a little girl was that human flesh did indeed taste a lot like pork, and that's the reason why Maori people today, they generally have a great, they love their pork, and the Hawaiians, because the New Zealand Maoris are actually descended from the Hawaiians, and if you go to Hawaii, the Hawaiian feast, their pork dishes are absolutely lovely. But in the old days, it wasn't pork. Well, it was sometimes pork, but they were cannibals too. All of the Maori nations across all the South Pacific, they were all cannibals at one time or another. But it was often considered to be an act of war. And it was often an act of survival and desperation. So it's really, really quite awful to think that people could descend to that, but sadly they often have, and I will not eat pork products here in Australia anymore, because there is no country of origin labelling on any foodstuffs actually here. They will write made in Australia from local and imported ingredients, or simply made in Australia, and that can mean that under their food packaging codes, made in Australia means maybe all the ingredients don't come from here, but the majority of the processing happens here.
Gwyneth, many years ago when I lived in Virginia, I went to Sam's Club regularly, and we would buy in bulk. And they had a brand of honey, and I've mentioned this story maybe once or twice in the years that I've been on the air, but they had this brand of honey called Virginia Brand. And I thought, wow, okay, this is local honey here at Sam's Club. And so I bought a couple quarts of this honey and brought it home, and our family liked to have tea, hot tea. And most of our coffee mugs or mugs for warm beverages or hot beverages were either tan or white or clear glass. And when I had the hot tea and then in the mug or the cup, and then I added a teaspoonful of honey, the tea that would be kind of a tan in color or a tannish green if it were green tea or herbal tea turned black. Absolutely dark black.
Wow.
Like the color of black coffee. And this
story.
Okay, well let me tell you why it's disgusting. So I contacted Virginia Brands and I talked to senior management about it and they thought I was kidding. And then they decided they would test it themselves. And they found that I was correct. And then they decided that they would pull off the shelves the honey that they had sold under the Virginia Brand label. And they admitted to me what happened. They said that they bought tanks of honey from China. And they traced the problem down within a couple days to the way the honey was transported from the hives to the processing to put it in containers. And what happened was they used buckets. They used galvanized buckets to transport the honey. And the zinc or whatever the chemicals that are used in the galvanizing process for these buckets contaminated the honey and caused this problem. So
it was actually an oxide of whatever heavy metal they'd used to treat the zinc, to treat the iron that was in the buckets, the steel.
I can't say for sure, but what
that's
I can
disgusting.
Say, what I can say is they pulled the honey off the shelves. And here's the point. The point is Virginia Brand or Chicago Tools or Pittsburgh Tools. Well, the Pittsburgh brand is from Harbor Freight and it comes from China. Chicago Tools.
Wow.
China.
Yep.
There you go. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia right now. I'm in Missouri. Gwyneth, we're talking about some deception, and I don't know if you'd call this deception or illusion or what the correct word would be, but I mentioned Harbor Freight Tools. And Harbor Freight Tools currently has about 700 stores in the United States, and they are primarily a company that imports tools from China. It's the, I call it the Chinese factory tool outlet. And here are some of the names of the products, their lines of tools, and their in-house store brands, okay? U.S. General, that's one of them. Earthquake is another one. That's for their impact wrenches. Then they have Central Pneumatic, which is a takeoff of Chicago Pneumatic. Chicago Pneumatic is an old U.S. company. Then they have Pittsburgh Pro. That's another Chinese tool, but it's called Pittsburgh. And then they have Chicago Electric. That's another Chinese tool. And then they have, for their outdoor electric equipment, it's Portland. Very clever. Very, very clever. I guess the point is that just because there is a U.S. sounding name or a U.S. sounding location, like in Virginia, honey, it may not be. It may not be. So yeah. Beware.
You've
beware.
Got to check the origin of everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's another story I want to share with you very, very quickly. There's a guy, one of our instructors, His name is Mark Baker. Mark Baker was attacked by the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, in the state of Michigan. And he was raising hogs. And they said, well, I can't do that because those hogs that you've got, Mark Baker, are feral. And we can't have that. And so Mark wanted to know, what? How do you tell? And
You can't.
He was told straight tails, curly tails. Okay, what other kind of tails are there? I don't know. I think that's pretty much the gamut of tails. And so it was just one of these government minions coming down. Then there were more of them. And then he ended up in court. And he won his case. He said, no, I'm not going to kill all my animals just because you guys say I have to. So he fought them, and he won. And I met Mark Baker. A bunch of us from USA Preparers drove out to meet him, and it was great. Well, he's been on the air a couple times with us, and so here's natural news. Here's a news story. A Michigan man once faced off against government agents over his refusal to kill feral pigs on his organic farm is now running for sheriff in a bid to end the agricultural tyranny, at least in his county. Mark Baker, co-founder and owner of Baker's Green Acres, located in Marion, Michigan, told Natural News in an interview that the primary reason he's running is to restore constitutional order, beginning with Maswaukee County, in which he resides. So he's sending a message.
Yep.
And it'd be wonderful if he won, because I think a lot of people in the government will be very concerned about his position as sheriff. So he wants to put protect and to serve on the police cars, and I believe he's going to restore the sheriff's office to the way it used to be. And he says his job as sheriff is to protect the people, not to be their jailer.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, you know something? From what I can see, in my whole life, I have only known one area where the police have been other than an extortion racket and gang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was around the area of Eildon and Yay in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everywhere else that I have ever been in my whole life, the police have been variously extortionists, drug smugglers, child kidnappers, and thugs. And I have,
what?
You know, I had my best friend. Yesterday I was talking to her on the phone, and I was explaining something which I'll explain in a moment, and she said, I just can't understand why you can't seem to get along with anyone. I said, Siri, it's not me.
Because she's genetically defective. That's why.
I think that must be the way it is with a lot of preppers.
We're
willing to bow the knee
to
people who want to push us around.
We don't take direction very well. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be slightly.
One of today's hot.
Well, today. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I'm kind of chuckling because I just got off the phone with Mrs. Baker, Mark Baker's wife, and She said that Mark would love to come on the air with us and talk about what happened in the past and how he's running for sheriff. And I recounted a short story with her. Gwyneth, you might get a chuckle out of this. Mark Baker was being attacked by a bunch of government minions. And he was surrounded. His family was surrounded by these thugs. And so a bunch of us went up to Indiana to meet with him. And I shared with him some of our tactics. I shared our tactics. And our tactics are the same tactics that they use. Their tactics are to get overwhelming force, to use overwhelming force against us. So when, and you see it all the time, when you see a police car here in the United States, it's not one. It's multiple police cars, and there's one guy with his hands up, or he's thrown over the hood of a police car, or his own car, and he's handcuffed, and there's a bunch of them, and, you know, one of us, and then a bunch of, maybe a few bystanders watching what happened. Anyway, so what I explained to him is that we need to give them individual credit for all the things that they're doing. And what would that individual credit be? Well, that would be make sure their picture's on the Internet, make sure their name and address is on the Internet, and those kind of things. So Mark Baker used those tactics, and he singled them out and put them on YouTube, and ultimately he won. Ultimately he won. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, that's good. I'll tell you what is working, or seems to be working locally around here, is another tactic that they use is to attempt to break us financially by issuing us with, here they're called infringement notices, okay? You would probably call them fines in America. The figures in them seem to be rather arbitrary and often excessive. And around here, I don't know if I've mentioned it on USA Prepares, but the local sergeant here has been issuing and getting his officers to issue huge infringement notices and then excusing them if especially local single mothers and other single women agree to provide him with an evening's entertainment. Okay. Now, one of the reasons why me and the local police don't really get along is because I've politely declined his offer. And but we can issue infringement notices against them as well. And they are called affidavits for damages or affidavits of harm. Okay. It's a bit of a process. The whole process can take 6 months or more, okay? But basically, at the end of it, if they don't pay on the infringement notice, just like if you don't pay on a fine, your credit's destroyed. If they don't pay on a fine, their credit is also destroyed, okay? And this is a way that, you know, they have to have genuinely harmed you, and you have to be—you have to make up an affidavit describing how they have harmed you, and to put a clause in the end of that affidavit claiming damages. Okay, the process has been published on the internet. I intend to provide probably within the next 24 to 48 hours. On my Facebook group, which is Aussie Common Law, all one word, okay, so that's facebook.com/Aussie Common Law. Come and like my page. I'll be posting this method probably within the next 24 to 48 hours. I provided the method to Mike Parsons in an email just recently, and this has worked against the dog ranger. This has worked against the child snatchers, otherwise known as the families department. I don't see any point in calling them the families department. They're child kidnappers, and I threatened to issue them with liens, okay, which is the end result of the process with the affidavit of harm. is you end up filing a lien against them.
Is this a lien against their property?
Yeah. A lien against their property.
Then they can't sell it.
Okay. And not only that, you can sell that lien, it's a security, and you can gain some financial compensation for the harm that you've suffered, and it's outside of the court system. It's exactly the same process that they use, and there's no way that they can ever do away with it, because it's their cash cow too.
I've read story after story about people who have placed liens against politicians' property, and it drives them crazy. Literally,
yeah.
So it's a brilliant strategy. So we need to learn more about it. So I'm at facebook.com/Aussie AUSSIE Common Law. Is that you?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's called the Common Law Education and Resource Center. But it was something that I set up to help to educate people about the common law. And it's specifically focused on British common law, but a lot of the common law is the same everywhere. There are things that are different, but most of it has not changed. Like, for instance, in America, you no longer have the statute of monopolies. Okay, but instead you have antitrust law, which is the same thing. Okay, so when the U.S. Seceded from Britain, they said, okay, British laws no longer apply, and that included the statute of monopolies, but then they went and they said, okay, we're going to put in antitrust legislation and have that as a facet of American common law. And I think that's also in your constitution, isn't it? That it's not allowable for one company to form a monopoly over a particular area of trade. That is absolutely.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know if it's in the constitution, but I know that it's called antitrust in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. By the way, I was looking at the city of Bolivar as you were mentioning this. I got slightly distracted. You were talking about these outrageous fees and fines. So, in Bolivar, Missouri, failure to register your dog, there's a fine of $12.50, court costs of $26.50, $39 total. Now, if you don't restrain your dog, total cost is $84. If you skateboard, it's $111.
Yeah.
Some of these fines are pretty high.
That's ridiculous little things.
Right.
Really?
And if you fail... Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And if you fail to use your seatbelt in your car, it's $10. Obstruction of moving traffic, I have no idea what that is. Maybe you get a flat tire, I don't know what that means. $111. No proof of insurance. $111. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that you have insurance, but you don't have that insurance document with you? What does failure, no proof of insurance mean? So, defective equipment, that could be, your taillight doesn't work, that's $84. There's a whole list of these things.
Yeah.
It's a page of these fines, and I think they're outrageous.
Yeah, they are.
In terms of...
But the thing is, most of them are stupid little things, okay? Whereas the harm that they're causing us is real... We've got people dying out there, okay? Because they won't give up their goat herds and stuff like that, It really is awful. It's genuine harm that we are suffering, and people need to stop feeling like it's their fault. They need to stop feeling like there's something wrong with them, and they need to stand up for themselves, because these people are bullies, they're thugs, they're extortionists, and the United States government is a corporation. It is not a government. okay, and it's operating contrary to antitrust when it requires registrations, when it requires licenses to do ordinary activities, like, for instance, to get into your car and go down to the supermarket. There's people dying because the police are pulling them over and, you know, pepper spraying them, which sends them into an asthmatic episode, or just shooting them, bashing them, because they didn't have their motor vehicle registration and they needed to go to the grocery store. And they end up dead. This is just not on. And I, you know, even if my car's still off the road from when it was T-boned, okay, partly I'm delaying fixing it because I'm thinking to myself, if I fix this car, I'm going to be tempted to use it. And I'm not sure that I'm at the point now where I would feel safe taking my own motor vehicle on the road. What are they going to do next? I've had these guys trying to pull my door open at peak hour on a highway. Fortunately, my door was locked. But what would they do? Throw me into the oncoming traffic? You know, it's
when you say these guys, when you say
the
these
police.
Guys, you're talking about the, yeah?
The police, State Highway Patrol in Victoria. Victoria Police State Highway Patrol. Unfortunately, I don't know the officer's name. We didn't get that far, you know, but this happened. It's just disgusting. And I was just out and about. I'd just done a trip to the rubbish tip with my youth, and I had gotten some stuff from the tip shop from the recycling centre, and I was taking it home. And it could have ended very, very badly for me indeed, except that I had my car door locked.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
That little difference may have saved my life.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just posted the Common Law Education and Resource Center, page 1, usapreparers.com, page 1, and there's a link right to Gwyneth Isaac's Facebook page. So if you'd like to peruse that, there's a link ready to go. So, Gwyneth, you're finding that the police are a little less friendly. They're taking advantage. And I was talking to one of our sons about what I thought might happen as society devolves. And our son said, oh, Dad, no, what's going to happen is the police are going to be in business for themselves.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to go home. All of them are going to go home. Some of them are going to set up shop, and they're going to be highway robbers.
Yeah.
They're going
That's how it is here now.
Wow.
That's how it is here now. They get a fee for every, infringement notice that they issue. They get a cut. Okay?
Wow, so
the Victoria Police... has an Australian business number, which means that they are a company. And Vic Roads, which is the Roads Board, is a company, and the Victorian Department of Justice is a company. They have ABNs, which is the business number, and they operate on a basis of trade.
Some people may think you're exaggerating.
No.
I'm here to tell you, class. No, I know you're not. I know you're not. Because when the city of Lebanon, Missouri corporation declared war on USA Preparers, I called the mayor of the city of Lebanon corporation and I said, I would like to meet with you, mayor, as CEO to CEO. I'm representing, I am the CEO of USA Prepares. You are the CEO of the City of Lebanon Corporation, and I have a problem and I'd like to work this out. And he said, okay. He didn't say, I don't know what you're talking about, Finelli. We're not a corporation. We're just, you know, a little local government here. He did not flinch when I said he's the CEO of his corporation.
Yep.
So you're right.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, it's like this. Under antitrust antitrust area of common law, okay, a corporation cannot behave as government. That means that it cannot raise taxes. It cannot demand that you do what it says by force of arms, by financial force, or otherwise. And you are not compelled to contract with them. And why should we contract with them? They're a bunch of thugs who want to see us destroyed. Why should we want to contract with them?
And that's what Mike Parsons has been telling us for quite a while.
Yeah.
He's saying that when these guys come in black uniforms, blue uniforms, and not so much blue anymore, but black uniforms, that they're combat ready. They are ready for war as they approach your car or your truck or your vehicle. And he tells them he does not want to do commerce with them. He does not want to engage in commerce with them. He does not want to contract with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you know something? I have my son. When he was younger, I've been doing this for a few years now. But when my son was younger, I said, "Son, go and clean your room." And he turned around and he said, "Mum, I do not consent to contract with you." And I said,
That's
"You
it.
Don't understand. You're a minor. I'm your mum. Your room's messy. You need to go and clean it." Anyway, I think that's about the end of my time, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your adventures in Australia. And the website is available, page one, USA Prepares, Common Law, Education, and Resource Center. Gwyneth Isaacs, she's a USA Prepares instructor. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you. See you later.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.